And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Noël Acadien au Village is taking place through the just before Christmas, December 23rd at Acadian Village. Every day during the week, it's open. For more information, you can go to acadianvillage.org and find out more about Noël Acadien au Village. The village is all lit up and there are lots of activities each evening, and you can find out more about the varying activities through their website. Tomorrow evening, Thursday evening in Grand Coteau, Louisiana, there will be an evening of poetry and stories at the Thinstead Center. Poet Gina Ferrara will be reading from her latest collection of poems called Ethereal Avalanche that was just recently published. And Wilda Richard will be sharing stories of Zydeco music in her life from childhood to the present. After the two scheduled speakers, there will be an open mic. Everyone's invited to participate with prose, poetry, or music. It's free and open to all ages. Tomorrow evening, the Silver Bell Soiree will take place. This is the annual benefit for the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. They're celebrating 20 years of service to the community. The Silver Bell Soiree will take place at the Palmetto Club in the Oil Center in Lafayette. For more information or tickets, you can call the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. The UL Lafayette School of Music is hosting their second annual Christmas concert tomorrow evening, December 5th, in Angel Hall Auditorium at 7:30. It's a free concert, and it features the UL Chorale and Chamber Singers, the UL Wind Ensemble, and the UL Symphony Orchestra. It was filled to capacity last year. They are not letting anyone stand this year, so if you could get there early, a little before 7 perhaps, you will get a seat, and they will be entertaining with music throughout the evening, including an intermission. They'll be having a barbershop quartet performing in the lobby of Angel Hall. The 11th annual holiday pottery sale will take place in the UL Lafayette Visual Arts Ceramics Studio. The students and faculty of the Department of Visual Arts Ceramics area are selling pottery to raise money to attend the 29th annual and Alabama Clay Conference in Birmingham, Alabama. The opening night of the sale is tomorrow evening, December 5th, from 7 to 10 p.m. On Friday and Saturday, the sale is from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That's in Fletcher Hall, first floor in the ceramic studio. The Iberia Performing Arts League will open a nice family gathering by playwright Phil Olson tomorrow evening. It will open at the S&E Theater in New Iberia and run this weekend and the following weekend. Tickets are available by calling the theater. If you aren't in New Iberia, there are a few places there that sell tickets, but otherwise you can call the theater to reserve your tickets. In the Lake area, the Louisiana Choral Foundation will present Christmas Spirits in two venues. That's their annual Christmas concert. The first this Friday, December 6th, at the Immaculate Conception Cathedral in Lake Charles at 7:30, and on Sunday in Sulphur at the Immaculate Conception Church at 3 o'clock. For more information or tickets, you can contact the Louisiana Choral Foundation. Earthshare Gardens will hold their fall fundraiser this Friday, December 6th at the Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette. Doors open at 7. Performing in the evening, starting at 8, will be the Clay Parker Band, and at 9:30, Soul Creole with Louis Michaud and Corey Ledet. The Lafayette High Strings Program will give their Christmas concert this Friday in the LEH Auditorium at Lafayette High School. At 7 o'clock, the Strings Program will present All Strung Up on Christmas. They'll be performing music from Vivaldi, his winter piece from the seasons, and Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker, as well as many others. It's free and open to everyone. Refreshments will be served, and the LHS Strings Academy is directed by Mrs. Susan Morton. That's this Friday at 7. And the Lafayette Parish Arts Academy Theater Program will present 4,000 Miles in downtown Lafayette at Theater 810. The Theater Arts Academy will perform 4,000 Miles Friday and Saturday evening. Theater 810 has only 50 seats. So if you're hoping to go and see your friends or family, you may want to call Theater 810 to see if you can reserve tickets for either evening. The Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation and the Let's Be Totally Clear campaign are holding statewide concerts. This Friday, there's one in Opelousas at Bo's Garage. It starts at 9 o'clock, and the music will be provided by the Boogie All-Stars. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company presents Cinderella Holiday Dining. For ticket information, their website is childrenstheater.cc. This weekend is the Fire and Water Rural Arts Celebration, Le Feu et l'Eau, in Arneville. On Friday, there will be a special soirée galette en feu that will take place. Proceeds from the soirée benefit the Semaine Française Louisiane. And all day Saturday, there will be music and art and literature in Arneville. For more information, you can go to the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective website or give them a call. There will be music beginning at 11 o'clock, 11:30 on there are two stages at the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective. Lots of live music throughout the day. There will also be art exhibits, and there will be a literary presentation called Words of Fire, and it will feature quite a number of poets. It's co-hosted by the Acadiana Word Lab. That will be from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in Arneville at Little Big Cup, again part of the Fire and Water Culture, a rural culture celebration. On Saturday as well, in Lafayette at the Blue Moon, the biannual New Moon Review. Acadiana songwriters include Leanne Sharp, Barry Ancelet, Cara St. Clair, Taylor Garisco, Lisa Trahan, and Glenn Field. It starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday the 7th in Lafayette at the Blue Moon. In New Iberia at the Slimen this Saturday, the Bayou Blinn Chorus Christmas Show, Trouble in Toyland, will be performed at 4 and then again at 7 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the door. In Franklin, the annual Christmas Parade will be Saturday as well, and that starts at 6 o'clock. And Shadows on the Tesh will have their Christmas celebrations. Lots of things going on all day, including their gingerbread Christmas tea and Magic on Main. That will start at 1 and go through the evening. The Cane Fire film series continues this coming Monday, December 9th, with a showing of the documentary The Savoy King, Chick Webb and the Music That Changed America. That's at 7:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets will be available at the door. Next Tuesday, the 10th, the UL Lafayette Press will hold their annual holiday book sale from 5 to 7 at the UL Alumni Center. Zachary Richard will be there with a special musical performance, and he'll be signing copies of his new book, The History of the Acadians of Louisiana. There will be signed copies of select titles there as well, and many other UL Press authors will be in attendance, very happy to sign their books. Also, lots of selections from their back catalog. Just a great evening, a way to support, celebrate the press, and to give people great Louisiana books. That's this coming Tuesday, December 10th, from 5 to 7 at the UL Alumni Center, the annual UL Press Holiday Book Sale. The Backyard Series will have their December cooking presentation on December 10th at Vermilionville. It's called The Evolution of Cajun and Creole Cooking with Beer, and we'll be talking with someone next week about that program. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's Jazz Inspired. At 8, Music of Yesteryears. At 9, Big Band Swings with Lee Klein. Peter, Selected Shorts at 10, Music from the Hearts of Space at 11, Beat Current at midnight. At 1 o'clock, it's Freetown Radio. In just a moment, NPR's All Things Considered.